Ajax Finance Company.
Hello, sir.
What do you want, a loan?
Yes, but I just know you won't be able to help me.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
No, wait. Please don't hang up.
Well, you don't sound like a good risk to me, Bunky.
Please help me, I'm desperate.
Oh, don't beg, pal. That's sickening. Have a little pride.
Well, I used to be the president of a big company.
Sure you were.
No, really.
What big company?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was the Ajax...
You're kidding! I'm sitting at your old desk right now, Frank. Small world, huh?
It's a rotten world, that's what it is. Wasn't long ago I was sitting at that desk making big money.
We'd have been happy to give you a loan then, Frank.
Talk about dirty, rotten, filthy deals. Kicking me out into the street just 3 days before my pension.
Funny you should bring that up, Frank. The guys are still laughing about the way you broke down and cried. It was pathetic.
I deserve that pension. Don't laugh.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. It just struck me as kind of funny. And besides, I've got to wrap this up and cut for lunch.
I swear if you don't lend me some money, I'll kill myself.
No chance.
You don't understand. I'm desperate.
Oh, I understand. Knowing our interest rates, you got to be desperate calling Ajax Finance.
Please help me.
No way, Frank. You're a bad risk.
What do you mean, a bad risk?
Well, for one thing, you can't hold a job.
I held the only job I ever had for almost 45 years.
Almost. Almost isn't good enough, Frank. You're a stiff. You know what I mean?
I'm not a stiff. I'm just down on my luck.
Hey, speaking of luck, I hear you blew your whole wad gambling at blackjack in Las Vegas.
Yes, I did.
Blew everything, huh?
The works, the house, both cars, the life insurance, the wife, the kids.
Hey, speaking of the wife and kids, what do you want me to do with this corny old picture you left on your desk?
I guess it doesn't matter now.
No, I suppose not. Guess you heard your old lady's running around with George McAllister.
No, no, no.
Yeah. I saw him in the supermarket last night wearing your bedroom slippers.
George was my best friend.
That's always the way, Frank. Flying high in April, shot down in May.
Oh, they took away my American Express card. The money's gone from the watch I hawked. They even repossessed my eyeglasses.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.